As I mentioned to you last week at the conclusion of our discussion, that the Jewish people at the death of Agrippa in the year 44 were divided very sharply into different warring factions. The Sicrican, who, as I told you, were literally the mafia, the Kanoim, who were the zealots that were determined to drive Rome out of the country. There was a strong remnant of Hellenized, Romanized, Sdukim Jews who were very assimilatory. There were the early Christians, and there were finally the Prushim, the mainstream of Judaism. Chazal tell us that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the second temple was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam translated literally means to hate someone for no reason. A broader translation would be intolerance, the inability to put up with anyone who was different, the inability to let others live in a style, in a fashion that was contradictory to the majority role. The Sinas Chinam that we're going to discuss tonight, when we discuss the period which leads directly to the destruction of the temple, is probably the worst period in Jewish history, internal Jewish history. Because even though there were great scholars and leaders, and there was an attempt to save the Jewish people literally destroyed themselves. And that is the message that the rabbis wanted to convey to us when they said that the temple was destroyed by Sinas Chinam, by this terrible intolerance and hatred among Jews. Now, this had roots that went back hundreds of years. Sinas Chinam does not develop in a moment. And the precedents that I've discussed with you, the Hasmonean kings, the Hashmonaim, the civil wars, the strife and bickering, all had served to make legitimate this type of behavior and this type of thought and this type of reaction. But what happens now is something that has never happened in the history of the Jewish people before this time, and hopefully will never repeat itself. It will make our current squabblings look like pre-nursery school. Now, when Agrippa the First died, when Herod Agrippa died in 44, as I mentioned to you, he died suddenly, fairly mysteriously. He was succeeded by his son, Herod Agrippa II. Now, Herod Agrippa II was a throwback to his great-grandfather, to Herod the Great, and he bore almost no resemblance to his pious and wise and good father, Herod Agrippa I. He was bad news. He was bad news for the Jews. He was not only not a pious Jew, he was himself very intolerant of the rabbis, very intolerant of the Jewish way of life, very intolerant of religion. And he had a grand complex that he thought that he would be able to Romanize the Jewish people. And he was a man of vaulting ambition. And because of this lethal combination, he was immediately despised by most of the Jews. And the patience and sympathy and support that the Jews had showed to his father, he dissipated that in the first year and a half of his reign. So that the only way that Herod Agrippa remained as the king of the Jews